I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk with John Teichman. He's Assistant Director of Admissions at NMU, about still getting enrolled and admitted to the university this fall. Here's John Teichman.
We are just over a month away from the start of school, which is August 26th. The last orientation session will be August 21st and 22nd. And I think the thing about this is that there's a lot of people out there that are probably listening that are that, you know, probably know someone in their family or extended friend group that is talking about getting to the university, but they got to get the fine details taken care of. And we can help with that.
What can you do? How can you help?
Well, we're on summer hours, so we open up first thing in the morning across campus at 7:30 a.m. You can give us a call in the admissions office to check on the status of your application, and we can help you out over the phone. Give us a call at 227-2650. But basically, you know, you want to get everything complete. A big part of what needs to happen this year is transcripts. So working with wherever you graduated from, wherever you're transferring from, to get official transcripts to us, that's really important. And then also the financial aid portion as well.
I would imagine that in the traditional student sense, the idea is they graduate from high school, they've made a plan to go to the university and get enrolled, so they do that in a timely manner. But you probably do encounter some, and maybe even more than I would think, that decide maybe late in the summertime or something, they say, you know what, I am going to go. What then?
Yeah, exactly. We kind of joke about it. Sometimes people roll out of bed and say, you know what, today's the day I'm going to go to the university. And we are prepared to work with you. I think the most important thing is to realize this is a process that requires some patience and persistence, and to not get discouraged. And realize that nobody does this on their own, and you can always ask for help. We've got, you know, many, many people across different offices at the universities that are here to help you through the process. And it really is as simple as picking up the phone and calling. And even better, if you come in the morning on a weekday, you can get a lot of this stuff done in person.
Whether it is in the traditional sense of immediately post-graduation and someone's looking to get admitted, or they're deciding today that they want to do it, what do people need to have ready? What needs to be prepared that people have ready going into the process?
So, you know, you can submit an application online at nmu.edu/apply. You can also pay the application fee there online as well. We're going to need official copies of your transcripts from the high school you graduated from. If you did any college work, we're going to need official transcripts from those colleges or universities. And, you know, if you have standardized test scores, we're going to need those as well. But there is time to get all of this taken care of. And what this leads to is, you know, that next chapter in your life and getting things started and figuring out, okay, what do I want to do in the future? And whether that's a one-year program or a two-year program or a four-year program, we can work with you. And I think that what it's really about for people is it's got to be the right fit for you. And there's still time to navigate that process. And we're here to work with you every step of the way.
One of the issues for a lot of people going to school, going to university, can be the financial end of it. What's available?
Yeah, absolutely. We have scholarships that are targeted for both new high school graduates and for transfer students. So it's really important for people to realize that, you know, there's a lot of different ways to cover these costs, and you can really think strategically about what's going to happen next. And the financial aid office is right next to the admissions office. We're in the Hedgecock building. You know, this is the student service center. It really is, you know, the idea that you walk through those doors and you can take care of all of your business and you get all your questions answered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone walks into our office. We have a lot of walk-in visitors. We had over 4,000 visitors last year in our office. And whenever you walk through the door, the first person that you talk to in our office, we're going to be able to really kind of assess where you're at in this process. If you've got things on file, we can look them up and we can say, okay, here are your next steps. And there's time to do that, of course.
You talk a lot about the process, and there's a lot of things that have to be in order. Obviously, the paperwork, the transcripts, the financial aid, and being able to pay necessary fees and whatnot. You're not really touching on, and I know you do this in terms of working as an admissions person with incoming students. What do they need to be mentally ready for to come to college, come to the university?
Well, and I think a lot of it is going to be, you know, making sure that you realize this is a different chapter and things are different than they were in high school or at your previous institution, that every professor has their own expectations for their classroom. I think this seems really silly to say, but attendance is really important. You know, you can't win unless you show up, you know, and professors can really say, you know, attendance is worth this much in terms of the grade for the class. And mm-hmm. I mean, that also applies to orientation as well. Orientation is 2 full days. And the idea with orientation is they give you a binder. They're putting you through all these sessions because we work with students up through the admissions process. Once they get admitted, orientation takes over, and then you're meeting with an academic advisor. You're taking a math placement test. You're figuring out what your schedule is going to look like, what your week's going to look like from August until December. And, you know, I always like to work backwards from that first day of class, August 26th. Now, that may seem like a long way away, but I want to encourage people, if they're listening and they're thinking about this, give us a call or come in person and we can work with you.
I wanted to ask you that as we wrap up here, John, just what's the process? How do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to do it and get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I mean, if you're online, you can go to nmu.edu/apply and you can complete your application. If you have an application that's already in progress and you're wondering what's missing, give us a call. We're open 7:30 to 4 Monday through Friday at 227-2650. And you can also check the status of your application online as well at nmu.edu/appcheck. But we're definitely willing and able and very interested in talking with anybody out there who wants to come to the university this fall.
That's John Teichman, Assistant Director of Admissions at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelaw.